Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Got a chance to close out at home, you better freaking do it. Because what's happening now, what I'm going to tell you, Shaq agrees with me, they're not going to win game 6 in Toronto. But let me tell you something, by the time they get to game 7, them sprinklers going to be so tight.
Hey, must win game 6.
Yeah, yes.
Must win.
We lost, or at least we're saying goodbye to this iteration of one of the great sports television shows of all time. Hugh, it's the TNT run. For Barkley and Shaq and Kenny Smith and Ernie Johnson officially closed on Saturday night when the Pacers defeated the Knicks. So
yeah,
it's weird. I mean, they've been together for so long,
and they still will be.
But
it's on a different network.
I'm not convinced it's going to be the same. I'm afraid ESPN's going to put their hands on it. And if you change that show or you add someone, like I don't want them to add anyone else's voice in there. Those four had amazing chemistry for all those years.
This is what I hope is going to happen, because I heard early on, like, they took shots at ESPN this year when they talked about their coverage of the NBA and said, you know, I remember, I think it was Barkley said something to the effect that, you know, ESPN only talk about two teams. One of them is the Celtics and the Lakers. OKC was the best team in the NBA right now. And ironically, OKC's in the finals.
Yep.
So they called that. So I think in order to get exactly what those guys do, you have to allow them
to do their
thing.
Totally.
You know, and if they don't do that, then people are going to call them out. People are going to call ESPN out about that, because then it's going to be obvious that they try to steer things in certain directions, or try not to have the authenticity that that show has.
Because in theory, it shouldn't change, right? It's just a different
They're still in Atlanta.
Right.
The same crew, the same people that they're working with are still there.
It should be the same.
The only thing I would say this change is probably the location, because it's probably not going to be on TNT's campus.
Yeah, be on ESPN.
Yeah, be on ESPN. They'll probably build them a suite, a set or whatever. But still, it should be the same show.
Yeah, hopefully they leave them alone, because it's been a great show for a long time. I'm glad they'll be together just now on ESPN. So I saw some people this weekend, Hugh, sharing their favorite inside the NBA moments ever, like the best clips. And I saw this one, and it made me think this is something you'd relate to. Here is Shaquille O'Neal on Inside the NBA talking about, well, how you save money on putting gas in your car.
Because I told him I didn't want to get a certain vehicle because of the amount of gas I would have to spend. Yeah. It costs like $80
to fill it up.
And he said, then you said,
when it gets to half, then you put $20, you bring it back to full.
Yeah. But if I keep doing, I would have to stop more often and still spend $80.
No, you wouldn't.
Why?
You're complaining about when it gets to zero, you spend $80, right? When it gets to half, you put $20. Then when it get back to half, you put $20.
Yeah, but I'll keep stopping, putting $20 in, and it'll be cool. $80, same amount of gas. Same amount of gas.
The average human stops once a week for gas, right? With you, you only work here twice. You would probably have to stop maybe once every 2 weeks. Don't even try it.
This is bordering.
Nobody travel more than me.
This is bordering on what's closer, the West Coast or the moon.
So if
this
wait,
is bordering this, on that.
You're telling me that I wouldn't have to, if I didn't let my gas get down, I wouldn't have to fill it up as much?
No, I'm saying you're complaining about the $80. That's what the conversation right. about. You.
But four what? Times 20 is 80 because I'm going to stop four times.
No, you're not going to stop four times. No, you're not going to stop four times. Not in 1 week, you're not.
Anyway,
Kenny,
the West Coast is closer than the moon.
If you let it get to zero, right, Monday through Friday, right, then you got to pay 80 to fill it back up.
Right.
Okay, but if you let it get to half by Wednesday, then you pay 20.
No, back it won't get to half by. Right, but if Wednesday it's going to be 40, and then on Friday it'll be 40.
Not 40, 20. Yeah. It's going to be 20.
No.
I that sounds logical to me.
No, it's not.
I mean, it is. It is. Because, see, the only adjustment that I've had to make since I moved to Delaware.
Right.
Is that, like, what was it, $40? 50? I just put 50 in. And I'm still in my sweet spot.
But you go more often.
But
now,
see, here's the kicker.
So you pay the same amount.
Well, see, here's the kicker. This is what has thrown somewhat of a wrinkle into that. Is because Harper has games like this. He had the game that he has tomorrow is canceled, right? So he has one on Saturday. But normally that kind of throws a wrinkle in it because, you know, we go to his games. It's like we play on Monday and Wednesday, and so that would make me put more gas in it during the week because I got to go to Jersey.
More, yeah.
But outside of that, yeah, I'm $50. I'm still in my wheelhouse once a week.
But the point that they were trying to make to Shaq that I'll make to you, I knew you'd appreciate this clip, is if. It's the same money.
No, it's not. It's a little bit. You're saving a little bit.
But you're not.
Well, yeah, you are. You are.
But if you put $20 because, in four times, that's 80.
Well, if you're talking about once a week, like Shaq said, you're not going to the gas station if you're filling it up every time it gets on half. You're going like once that week. Now, the next week you're going to do the same thing. So it in essence you're it's in your sweet spot.
But it's not.
It is.
But if you let it go down to empty and you put in it costs you 80 or 100 depending on the kind of car you have. You don't have to go back for a long time.
If you let it get past half. Cuz see like even in my truck now, it get to like a quarter or something, then I go put some gas in $20.
Sure.
$20.
We'll be right back to it. Fill it back up. You're spending the same amount of money.
Not the same.
See, this is the kind of stuff ESPN cannot get involved in. Let those guys do their show.
This is the vision. See, me and Shaq on the same page.
Yeah, see, this is your problem. Did you hear the rest of the panel there yelling at him?
Even though Shaq stole my trainer, amongst other things. That's still my dog. Me and Shaq, we still cool, though. We cool.
You know what this is? You're just uncomfortable shelling out the big dollars. It doesn't save you anything. It's just you don't like to spend the 80 or 100 at once.
Well,
that's what this
is
about.
You know what it is? And I'm sure I'm not the only person that's like this. I understand that we all, like, in order to do what we do, we have to spend money. Some people are more comfortable with spending money than others. I am not, like, I'm not comfortable visually seeing $80 leave my pocket every week. I am comfortable with $50 leaving my pocket.
You know what this is? You like,
or $20.
You like to lie to yourself. And
it's not a lie.
It is, because you're thinking maybe I won't spend that money when I know I'm going to have to go to the gas station again next week.
It's not a lie. It's my comfort zone. Perfect examples. Like this weekend. Okay, so my daughter's here, so we all go to the store. So it's like I got Harper with me, her, and their little cousin, right? Harper's little cousin. So everybody goes in the store, and I made the mistake. I'm saying, get what you want.
Oh.
So I'm in there with two 6 year
olds. How far that set you back?
I'm in there with two 6 year olds and a 26 year old. And I give them, it's almost like I was Willy Wonka and I gave them the golden ticket.
Well, you said get what you want.
Now, let's talk about the 6 year olds. Now, don't ever tell a 6 year old to get whatever they want. This little girl came back with a bag of marshmallows. What they call it, a kazoo, and some other like little toys. Oh, we gonna tell you what Harper got. Harper then filled his little basket up, and then my daughter they, and I sat there about $100 worth of stuff. I mean, but I'm like, hey, okay. Yeah.
You said it.
I mean, I said it. So
you gave
him
the green light.
Yeah, but yeah, it's almost like a pass just to do and get whatever you would never get normally, just because somebody gave you some money. You just say, hey, you know what? I'm just gonna do what I want to do. Worst thing in the world I did.
See, and I don't know why, but this does mean you should fill your gas tank up.
Nah, $20.
Okay. You and Shaq, same page on this. All right, 215-592-9495. I hope you're right. Hope ESPN doesn't mess with the show.
They can't. They can't.
Well,
they have to allow them. And if they do, you know what the funny thing about that is? Because if they do, and if they try to change the show,
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The way that those cats roll, they would probably all walk away.
Well, that might be what keeps the people at ESPN from messing with it. That they're afraid of them.
Because they were adamant, if I recall, about keeping the show together if they were going to do it.
See, I just wonder about the other egos there. Like, you don't you think Stephen A's going to try to wedge his way onto that show?
Well,
because then it's a different show.
Well, see, okay, if he does that, if he, for instance, because I think this is what's going to happen. Their opinions are going to be so strong that it has the potential to moving out those fringe NBA guys. And what I mean by that, not the guys that actually played, like the guys like Marcus Spears and that they ask NBA questions to, because I think that Charles and those guys are going to be so opinionated.
Sure, they're not going to need that.
They're not going to need that.
Yeah.
So that might be the case.
Well, it makes ESPN stronger, certainly.
Yeah, it does.
As they go to streaming and all that. I mean, I'm glad the show will exist. It felt like the end of an era watching Saturday. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to check in with you people in a second. Hugh, we didn't mention, though, we did see some Eagles news today. Did you see this?
What you got?
Saquon Barkley is the cover guy for Madden. I mean, this was a lock, wasn't it? Wasn't the backwards hurdle? It had to be the Madden cover.
Oh, no question. And I think they tried to – they reenacted it. I think that's what I saw. They had him on the little harnesses and cables and whatnot, and they did the whole thing.
That's a lot.
There's going to be a lot.
Didn't just take the photo from the game?
I don't think so.
Or do they mean for the game they had to reenact it?
Well, no, I think that,
like, can you
they
do that
reenacted
now in
the cover. I think they reenact. From what I saw, it looked like they reenacted the cover of it. So he had to, he lined up and did the live action shot thing.
But why? They have the real thing from the real game.
No, but I'm saying I think they used that in order to change. I don't know,
yeah.
But it looks like that's what they did.
Okay. Are you a Madden curse guy? You worried?
Well.
I mean, the curse has been a thing for a long time.
He was a Hard Knocks curse guy. I mean, he might as well.
Thanks, Kyle. no. Am I a curse guy? I think I don't have enough data on that. Harvard study, inconclusive. I don't think so.
So whales in lakes, yes. Madden curse, no.
Listen.
I'm trying to.
I didn't say it had to make sense.
Okay.
It makes sense to me.
That's right. That sounds like it fits on WIP. Does it make sense? No. Do I think it? Yes.
It makes sense to me.
I am not a Madden curse guy. I don't buy it. Jules in Delaware. What's up, Jules?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Jules, what's going on?
Hey, I did want to talk about that cover for the Madden. I think they just took the regular photo and just added some AI to it.
Is that what you saw? Like, a little AI
What did you say now?
They added AI.
Like I just think they took the regular picture and then sprinkled in some AI to make it look
So why is he having all the harnesses and everything?
Yeah, Hugh saw a video where he's having harnesses.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm seeing that video now too.
I do wonder if they are trying to incorporate it into the gameplay. So like maybe you can do that with him.
Yeah.
Or like if you have, I don't know how to do it, but like if you have the right button combination, maybe you could do a spin, like a hurdle spin.
But if that was the case, he would have on the suit. Have y'all ever seen how any of this works? Like when they do the actual moves, they have on the black suit. And they have all the balls on it to get his actual movement. So
they
that's
that
not
for
what
every
this.
Player?
They still need that.
Well,
now?
They do that. They 2025? Do that for like the natural movements of certain players. Right. Yeah, they do that. So I don't like. Yeah, they.
Did,
yeah,
you
they
have, did you ever have to put that stuff on?
I've done. I did some voiceover stuff, but I forgot which game it was.
We got to find this on.
Oh no, it's you know what?
You
I don't
do
even
know
remember.
It. You just don't want to tell us.
Nah, if I wanted to tell you, I
we'll
would tell
find
you.
It. I mean, that's
I said if I wanted to tell you, I would tell you.
Yeah, we'll find it.
No, we will sure. find it.
Jules, who are you blaming on the Huff thing? Eagles, Huff, Hugh?
Well, I don't think it's Hugh's fault. I think he's a he's one of those people that just kind of goes along with it, like a bad idea kind of thing.
But, that does sound like you. Yep.
Yeah, it does.
I definitely think it's Howie's fault. I think that he probably, the money that they gave to Huff, he probably could have gave some of that or most of that to Hassan, to try to run it back because defense was pretty successful when he was out there. So I think it's partially Huff's fault, but it's mostly Howie, Howie pulled the trigger. It was his idea. I definitely think that it's mostly
it was
his fault.
It was a Howie driven thing. And Jules, you mentioned an incident. Jules, we appreciate the phone call. So we did mention when we brought up the Huff thing both Friday and today. It didn't hurt them, right? They won the Super Bowl with getting nothing out of Bryce Huff. You know when it could hurt them?
What's that?
This year. So they got rid of Bryce Huff, right? But they still owe him money, right? They had to pay him whatever $7 or $8 or $9 million on the cap for this year. So they owe him money, as Spike waves to you people.
No, I did Spike like that. He just paid us back.
They owe.
See, we're petty.
Oh,
we're
you
petty.
Did that?
We're petty around
certain
this
things.
No, I did this like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And Spike's getting me back.
It. Well, good. That put you in your place. It could hurt this year's Eagles, though, because some of the money they had to allocate just to get rid of Bryce Huff could have been used could've to been bring used back it. Someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, and that's why I think for Howie, the biggest thing was that he was trying to recoup some of that money. You know what I mean?
Well, trying now
to
get, then maybe can we go use it now? Can we go get an upgrade?
Well,
can we get your favorite player, Trey Hendrickson? Can we bring him in?
You know what? I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. That might be.
We know you like Trey.
I like
He's
Trey.
He's a good player.
Like
17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey. Excuse me.
You know what? I forgot that was a drop, and I walked right in.
Don't worry. I'll never let you forget again.
Don't you know we're going to bring up Trey Hendrickson every day this summer just for that?
Like, funny, I thought we were having like a serious segment. I thought we were having a serious segment for like 2 seconds.
Well, speaking of serious things, let's get to you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Many were wondering if Hugh was going to conveniently be quote-unquote taking pictures during you people, like he was during the Bryce Huff conversation. Hugh is not ducking you. Hugh is here. He's going to take this beating.
Oh, wow. I'm getting.
Well, you did say that you woke up this morning thinking about you.
I like to be annoying for whatever reason. It just, that's in my wheelhouse.
Yep.
We know. We do a show with you 4 hours a day.
So I don't think I noticed. I mean, you guys might think differently. I don't think I noticed too much panic on the phone lines today.
No, not much.
No. We did get a few comments, though, about the team and how they played over the weekend. And they seemed to be a little bit stronger. And some of the phone lines?
I felt frustration on the phones more than like real worry. Yep. Just more like annoyed.
Well, it was just, especially with Trey. Because it's the money thing and the fundamental plays that he's missing.
Well, we had one caller that mentioned he had never heard an athlete give. Like, it was a routine grounder, and he long talked how he should have played.
And see, before y'all jumped on me, that's what I was trying to say. I said, as a father who's learning the game, I said it was just, I understood that, but to your point, but y'all didn't want to hear all that.
Well, you compared him to your 6-year-old son.
Well, basically, because fundamentally, that's what they're teaching 6-year-olds.
He's a $300 million shortstop.
Yep. So we got a few comments. This team is cooked, and I'm ashamed to be a Phillies fan. That feels a little strong.
That's strong.
I mean, come on.
It's a lot.
It's going to be all right. Joe wanted to throw a parade for Topper last week. How you
somebody
feeling
pointing
now?
That out.
Yeah.
So this is all Topper's fault that the shortstop can't catch the
maybe
ball?
Maybe it's yours, though. I mean.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, Topper did error yesterday and admitted his error that he should have probably got Weston Wilson out of that game for Kepler an inning before. So that was a bad Topper day. I'll give that.
Joe, do you know that Turner's fielding percentage is .975?
Do you know that I don't care? How's that sound? Okay. Since he got here, he has the worst defensive run saved of any shortstop in baseball, and it's not close. Mm-hmm. So enough with that.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger. Somebody wanted to know if you knew that. Okay. That's all. I hope Brian Dawkins comes and finds Joe Giglio and puts a big hit on him for his horrible takes.
Well, he did find me. He sat down.
Yeah, and
he sat down
and we broke bread.
Did not hit you, though.
Did not
crush you.
I didn't expect him to. I mean, this is an adult outing today. Mm-hmm. Why would he do that?
Yep. All right. So they noticed he was dressed nicely today. He got chocolate.
This is nice. He's just in a polo shirt.
He got chocolate-covered cherry.
Whoever did that one, touche. That's a good one.
Got Candy Cane Douglas.
That's a good one.
Yep,
I take that one.
And
Waldo.
I take that one. This is what I'm talking about right here, because I want to see how creative they are.
Yep.
What I just found out is a Monday. I want to see how
you
creative
just
you
found
are.
Found out it's almost 2:00 in the afternoon on Monday.
Hey man, listen, when you have the jobs that we have, Joe, and you have as much fun as we do, the days tend to run.
Can you title the podcast for the 12:00 hour? Where's Waldo? And we couldn't find you to start the start the hour.
Yep. So this one's less creative and more just a good question. Mm-hmm. It's the last thing we got here. Who had the worst tenure? Bryce Huff in Philly or Hugh in Jacksonville? Now, Huff did get a ring.
When I think of tenure, I got a ring, too, when I came back to Philly. It wasn't a championship ring, but I got a ring.
Did she do anything for us?
But when I think of tenure, I think of more than one. Well, I guess in this case it fits because we were both in the same spot for more than
one year. And then dumped.
But at least but listen, in my defense, I was on my way out the league, and I got three sacks.
That is true. Huff should be on his way up.
Yeah. I was on my way out the league, and I got three sacks.
Who should be more proud?
How many sacks he getting his year here?
2.5.
Okay, so I win.
Who should be more proud of what they did for that franchise? Huff here or you at the Jacksonville?
Well, hold on. Would you get three in Jacksonville?
Yeah, I got three.
That's better. That's more than Huff.
You got cut on live TV.
But I gave – listen.
I mean, what are we paying for?
I gave
for?
Jacksonville something to talk about.
That's
they
true.
Still, like, you talk about living rent-free in somebody's head.
Well, they still write about Hugh to this day.
To this day.
Huff did give us something to talk about. You worked blue on the air defending Bryce Huff and ripping Fangio.
I did.
We didn't forget that.
I did. And you know what? It's times like this. What did the caller just say? Like, I'm kind of, like, I have, like, bad ideas. I just kind of go with, like, bad ideas.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Bryce Huff thing. I go with my gut. I go with my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
why is Hassan Reddick been on?
I knew. I heard him. I heard him. I heard him.
Yeah, that was. I threw the mouse when I was looking for that.
What's your favorite Hugh Douglas Bryce Huff moment? That or when he predicted he would break the NFL sack record last season?
Well,
I like that one.
Yeah, I feel like we should bury the sack record prediction so that nobody else ever gets to hear that.
Yeah, I'll double down on what I say. 18. Sack record?
Well, 22. You
said. Yeah, I did.
The sack record's 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah. We know.
And but you know what doesn't help when y'all do that pregnant pause? That silence, though, that just kind of kills the whole thing.
It really hits.
No, I'm just saying. Y'all just let it marinate. Y'all just, I say, yeah, 22.
I want people to really let it, like, sink in.
How did that work out for you, Hugh? It did. But it's okay.
I think Huff's time here was worse than your time in Jacksonville. I think it was. You know why? Because he was actually on a winning, team, and he couldn't get on the field.
But I don't know. No, Joe. Because
you think yours was worse?
Yes. Because we were losing. And you know what's funny? D.I. Grant was here. He's here.
He
was my team. Yeah, the same time.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. We was like, dude, he didn't like Jack either.
You didn't tell us your Jaguars teammate. We would have brought him on to talk about your team.
I knew that. That's why I didn't bring it up till now.
It's an interesting point, though. Like, Huff couldn't break through on a great team. Hugh not being able to break through on the Jags.
That's true.
Way to spin that, Kyle.
But maybe
part of the reason
why they suck is you produced nothing.
I gave Jacksonville 3.5 sacks.
Oh,
I gave them all I had.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
As an older defensive end, that was coming off an injury plague season.
Oh, here come the excuses. Yeah,
well, hey, listen, I'm 53 years old. I ain't got to carry the total line for nobody anymore.
Speaking
just
of
keep it a beam.
Giving everything you have, that's enough for us for today. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. The afternoon show is coming up next from the Brian Dawkins Driving It Back Celebrity Golf Tournament on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.